Hey y'all, it's Moose here. I just felt like I needed to share a story with y'all regarding some of my family's history, especially in light of what happened in Connecticut last month, and how I feel we should better use our common sense when it comes to gun control. My half-brother, my father's first son from his first marriage, Scotty, passed away in May of 1979, a little more than a month before I was born, and at the age of 5. And Scotty was staying with his mother's mother, his grandmother, and she took a nap one day, and as 5-year-old boys tend to do, they get into places that they shouldn't be, and Scotty found Grandma's revolver loaded in a drawer of the dresser and accidentally shot himself in the face and killed himself. And as sad as that is, and as close as I am to it, seeing as me and Scotty share the same middle and last name, I don't think fewer guns is the answer. I think more help for those that are mentally ill is necessary. And I think perhaps maybe they need to go a little deeper in the background check of individuals to include family members and especially children, if they have any history of mental instability, like that Jack Wagon's mother had legally obtained guns that he used in Connecticut. And, you know, maybe if there was a way that you could check to see if her kids or anybody that's living under her roof, you know, I don't know. It's just my idea. I don't know if it'll stick or if it's already been said, but, you know, I wanted to share that with y'all. And, you know, we're coming up on May pretty quick. I mean, it's January now, but May will be here soon, so it's just always good to reflect on those you've lost, and for me, never got the chance to meet. So, with that said, until next time, Moose out.